Our next presenter is Bill Hinks, Mark Spatz, Nasser Al-Mahdi, and their presentation is An Angle of Attached Sensor in a Smartphone.
Good evening. So we've built a stall warning and angle of attack indicator. It's simple, it's reliable, it's inexpensive, and perhaps most importantly, it's super easy to install. This is the team. The thing that binds us all together is that we are all belong to the local glider club, so we literally get together every weekend and fly gliders. Bill Hinks, here on the left, invented this device. He constructed the mechanical prototype and installed it in his glider more than 10 years ago, so it's been in operation for more than 10 years. We've also installed it in an experimental aircraft. When I joined the glider club as an aeronautical engineer, Bill asked if I would peer review the concept, the design, and make sure everything was sound. And it is indeed sound. And then when we looked at going to version 2, that's based on the smartphone, we asked if soon-to-be Dr. Nasser Al-Mahdi would join the team to lend us his sort of digital prowess and coding expertise. So I think we can all agree that we simply lose too many of our close-knit aviation community to unexpected stall and loss of control. That's why we are all here tonight. It's one of our primary goals is to simply reduce that top line number. The other goals were to reduce the barriers to entry to using this thing, so it had to be inexpensive and super easy to install. This is the science of how it works. If you look at the top right diagram, it's fundamentally a sealed chamber that has a thin film, a diaphragm that splits it in two. We port static pressure into the top of this chamber, dynamic pressure into the bottom, and that diaphragm supports a mass. You can imagine that at a certain dynamic pressure, there is adequate force to support that mass, and below that dynamic pressure, there's inadequate pressure to support that mass. You can also imagine that if you're in like a pushover maneuver where you're only pulling maybe a half a G, the dynamic pressure required to support that mass is much less. And perhaps more importantly, if you've got your airplane wrapped up in a turn really tight and you're pulling back on the stick and trying to keep the nose from dropping, pulling perhaps two G's, then the dynamic pressure that's required to support that mass is much higher. The reason this little device mimics so perfectly what's happening in the real airplane is because it's the same. The mass, the aircraft is the mass. The wing is that diaphragm or thin film. And the aircraft moving through the air generates the dynamic pressure that allows the wing to do its magic and hold the weight of the aircraft in the air. The equations down there at the bottom are how it all works. And for some of us in this room, seeing those equations and the science behind it is all we need to be believers. For many of us in this room, seeing is believing. So let's see what this thing is. So here's a picture of the mechanical prototype. On the left side, you see the sealed chamber that's split in two. You can see the static and pitot ports. The little device, the little sensor inside that measures when that device is no longer, or the mass is no longer being supported, is that electrical outlet. And the buzzer box on the right simply tells us when we've got a stall condition. So now we're great. We've got a system that works. It does exactly as we predicted. And so we start thinking, wouldn't it be cool if? And one of the fundamental sort of realizations we came to was that we can separate the forces that are at work here. So we've got this accelerometer force, and we've got this dynamic pressure force. And if we separate those two, then we realize I've got an accelerometer in here. I've actually got some pretty amazing processing capability in here. I've got display and some pretty darn nice audio. It's a phone. The only thing I'm really missing is a differential pressure transducer input. Along comes Nusser identifies a digital pressure transducer that feeds into the a Bluetooth transmitter that then feeds that information into the phone. And voila, we've got everything we need to do these calculations right here in the phone, including the angle of attack and the recovery commands. One of the things I would point out about that, all that stuff is self-contained. So like, you don't have to install it, anything. Here are the components on a breadboard. It literally takes, you can literally stick this thing on an airframe. If you're renting the airplane, you stick it on the airplane, you go out and you fly it around, do all your stuff, and when you get back, you take the thing off the airplane, you take it home. Or if it's in your own airplane, you port that pitot and static into your own pitot static system, and boom, you're good to go. So it's standalone. We did take a step back at this point from all the wouldn't it be cool if, and we realized that what we were here to do was simply to do a stall warning, an angle of attack, and give recovery commands if the loss of control, if the stall happened unexpectedly. That's what we want to focus on in this version two that we're doing now. There's a whole ton of wouldn't it be cool if stuff. There's a laundry list of a dozen or 15 things we've come up with. There's a list of three or four to get you started. Those might show up in version three. This version is stall warning, angle of attack, and recovery commands. Another point I would make is the cost of the components. I've got it here listed as less than $100. I want to ensure that it was cheap. To be clear, these components bought one off were just under $50. So, I mean, the cost of this is going to be really low. It's standalone. There's like little or no installation. This is the path we've come on. We've done the initial invention. We've done the initial proof of concept, demonstrated an aircraft, and we've designed the phone-based Bluetooth-enabled design, and we're now in the process of building that model and testing it. At this point, I'd like to open it up to questions.
Dave?
The smartphone version, are you still using the sealed?
No.
That's gone.
So what that did was I just demonstrated the science behind it or why it works. And that we can, if we split up out those forces, the accelerometer that's in that sealed thing, and the dynamic pressure, then we can recreate all that stuff mathematically with this. So that whole sealed thing goes away.
What are the challenges to, you know, for experimental? It's one thing for broader use to break it into the pitot static system and get grabbing that data.
Yeah. So. As standalone, sticking it on an airplane, you know, it's kind of like sticking a GoPro on the outside. Tapping into the pitot static system, experimental aircraft, no problem. Certified aircraft, I simply don't know the answer to that. But the first person I'd go talk to are the people that do the pitot static tests on your instrument, your instruments every 2 years, right? And say what would it take for this to be kosher.
So G-loading was mentioned a couple times, but I think that falls out of the stall case here. So what are you using G-loading for?
So the G-loading is absolutely in there because you have to have that accelerometer because the stall is a function of the G's, right? You know, it goes up with the square root of the velocity, right? So you have to have G's to understand what the stall speed is going to be for that airplane in any given condition.
So. Talk a little bit more now about, you showed us a lot on how you graduated into it looked like an iPad display. How mature is that? What have you done with it? You've got the phone or an iPad, or what's that gonna look like in the cockpit? I was hoping to see a little bit of demonstration of that.
It can look at anything. It's an app. It'll be an iPhone. It can be an Android. It can be an iPad. It's an app that you download. I think we have, Nusser can put together, we'll have sort of a working prototype, you know, built in, you know, in a matter of weeks or months. It will probably take, you know, depending on how well we do here this evening, what kind of funding we get, it'll take, you know, a function of a few months to finish out that app so that it's not buggy anymore, or, you know, 6 or 8 months, depending on how concentrated we are working on it.
So fundamentally what you have here is a quick, simple way of getting an AOA system into any airplane? Is that what you're trying to?
That's exactly right. So quick, simple, and what brought us to the party to start with was we created a stall warning indicator, right? That can fit in any airplane that doesn't have to be installed. And then kind of as we started thinking through this, oh, we can pull angle of attack information out of this, and we can also generate recovery commands, you know, whatever it is, push forward, you know, stall, push forward, or spin, push forward, right rudder, whatever it happened to be.
I'd like to revisit this a little bit. So help me understand, is this actually a pitot and static, just like a normal aircraft installation, or is this an offset pressure transducer that's directly measuring angle of attack in a calibrated way?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we're doing is we are simply getting pitot and static inputs, and with the accelerometer, we are deriving angle of attack.
Okay.
And the first point that you have to start with is you do an empirical calibration where, you know, you do a stall, just like we did, and said, that's where I want the thing to go off, wherever it is.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bill Hinks, Mark Spatz, Nasser Al-Mahdi, an angle of attack attached sensor in a smartphone.